The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, we've all heard the tag cowboy builder, meaning a tradesperson who fails to carry out the work to a standard or for an agreed price, or who sometimes might even walk off the job. But what about the builder's cowboy customers? Do people have false expectations over the quality for the money they're prepared to pay for the work that's being done? Well, joining me to talk about this is Peter Finn, a.k.a. Pete the Builder from Home Rescue, new series starting on September the 4th on RTE2. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So the cowboy customer, what is it?
The tables have turned, Pat. The tables have turned. The poor builder has lived with the name the cowboy builder for such a long period of time. But look, I suppose, look, let's put it straight. I would like to think that as humans, we're pretty good, and 95% of us are possibly even more are good people, have no intention of ripping somebody off, have no intention of, you know, taking advantage of a situation. But there is that 5%, and yes, there's no doubt about it, there has been a stereotypical thing that builders, there may be a percentage of builders out there who would be like that. But I would have to say, and I would have to agree, because I think this is coming from a group of people in the UK who've set up a community to kind of combat the situation that they've come across, where basically customers are taking advantage of financial situations and not paying, or are being really awkward in certain situations.
I mean, if you go chasing money that you're owed as a builder, I mean, the cost of trying to get it, you know, if it's a couple of grand at the end of a job, which is the last tranche, and they refuse to pay that last tranche.
Yeah.
Well, that's going usually, after it in court is expensive business.
Absolutely it is. And that's usually where the small percentage of profit is usually put. And look, there's no doubt about it. There's people out there who are making a lot of money, and there are people who do stick the boot in. But then, you know, I would say then there's a huge amount of tradespeople out there who are doing very good jobs and who are working at, you know, to certain limits. And look, the cost of every industry has gone up, but the cost to be a tradesperson with your insurance, your tools, all of the different things you've got to do, it can be cost you quite a lot of money to get a job done. And if somebody then decides that they don't want to pay you the last portion of that money for no good reason other than, you know, I don't know, badness, it's a very bitter pill to swallow, and it can create some conflict, a lot of unnecessary conflict at the end of a project. And I do think that there is something after creeping in here where there's just a sense of entitlement as to, look, this job has cost me money, therefore I'm going to get blood out of the stone here, and I'm going to bring this tradesperson around, and I'm going to show them every little tiny little detail.
Absolutely. So the nitpicker.
Yeah, the nitpicker. Like, absolutely everybody deserves to get a good job done, but if you're taking things to extreme levels, I think, you know, there's a certain amount of doing it for, you know, the wrong reasons. Look, being honest with you, like, construction contracts are set up to support and to give the homeowner or the client the necessary supports that they needed so that they would have structures in place so that they wouldn't get ripped off, or that there was, you know, the contracts are leaning towards the homeowner, if I'm totally honest. Like, a builder has to...
There'll always be money held back.
Absolutely. So, you know, I've often been in here with you, Pat, and people would say, oh, a deposit was given to somebody and then they've done a runner. Like, that's a ridiculous thing to do. You should never give a deposit to a builder. But what a builder has to do is, or a contractor has to do, is they usually have to
you pay them nothing until they get on site? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's usually the
Once
way.
Once they put up the scaffolding or whatever, then you can pay them a tranche.
Yeah, if you're doing it through... Because
they're committed.
Absolutely. If you're doing it through one of the ARI, the RAI contracts, you basically, a builder has to do, and it's usually a monthly payment where you do 4 weeks work and then you submit a claim to a QS or to the contract administrator, and then you get paid that. So you have to fund all of that. Now, you use your credit and your builder providers, but you're paying your wages.
You're always paying in arrears.
Absolutely.
Now, what about the builder who says, I need to buy materials, you need to give me a sub up front?
And in certain situations, that's absolutely correct. So the likes of windows, the likes of kitchen, the likes of certain other materials like tiles or maybe a wooden floor, a deposit has to be paid on those things. So absolutely, the builder is entitled to get that up front. But the problem is this, and this is the truth of it, the closer to the end of the project, the less necessary you are to that person as a builder, as a contractor. And therefore, everything can be sweet and rosy and the payments are coming in nicely. And then as soon as it gets towards the very end of the contract, the budget is usually kind of blown at that stage.
Yeah.
And somehow I find it becomes my fault. It's my fault that their budget is blown, even though there's been a very transparent process to get to the point where the variations or whatever have been, you know, signed off and looked at. And then, look, I understand I built my own house. It's not cheap to build a house, and I understand that budgets are budgets. But, you know, if you sign off on work being done, you should be willing to pay for it once the work has been done. And then you've got retention. Mm-hmm. So 5% retention is held all the way through the project, and that is supposed to cover structural defects. But people now decide that that's going to cover every single defect. Like, I've had clients looking at the wall and they're saying to me that the colour of the paint on one side of the wall is different to the colour of the other side of it. And I'm going, I'm sorry, but the same painter with the same brush and out of the same tin of paint painted
that
wall.
It's the light, baby.
100%. Like, so there's lots of things. Now, look, don't get me wrong. I will stand over any of my work, and I will insist that any of my subcontractors do really good work, and I hate seeing bad work being done. But I also do not like it, and I hate to hear when people are purposely holding back money simply because they feel that they can, and simply because maybe a construction contract allows them to do it.
Now, what about people's expectations of the level of finish and the quality at a price? Because they've been online.
Yeah, so we have a new thing called AI out, and we also have, you know, Pinterest and Instagram, and pictures can look beautiful. I'll be honest with you, some of the work that I do when I look online, I go, wow, that actually looks amazing. And yes, it is really good work, but a picture will not show you every single detail. And I think people do get an unrealistic expectation in their head that every single piece of plaster is perfectly smooth. There's absolutely no blemishes. There's nothing. There's certain products that it should be the case, and there are certain products. And I do think that people don't understand their products, and they think that something can be man-made when it's not. So if you use a natural product, there's going to be natural defects in it, and some people don't realise that, and some people don't want that. So, and another thing that people will do is they will expect a Rolls Royce finish, but they only want to pay for the ladder, and that is, you know, unrealistic. You know,
Some of the comments coming in. I ran a builder's providers in Clare, and not paying bills was and is rampant. This is now builders not paying their bills to the providers. Our court system does not take non-payment seriously. In the UK, court judgments are handed down swiftly and are followed up. My business went down. I was owed thousands and I'll never get it back. Another one. There's no standard applied to or on builders in Ireland. It's down to the individual builder. In Germany, if a client or employee reports a builder for non-compliance, it's reported to the police, and if then found to be non-compliant, it's a criminal offence.
Sorry, Pat, that person is completely wrong. There's a contract administrator, so there's an architect or a designer on site, and their responsibility is to make sure that the quality of work
is done correctly. So if they sign off...
And they sign off on it. So, you know, that person is completely incorrect. It's very easy to throw blame. And like, we're talking about the customers, and the customers are fighting back here. Like, the reality of it is there is definitely structural engineers who sign off on certain things, and architects sign off on finish as well. So you're wrong there. I'm sorry.
This one here. I had an electrician to the house a few months ago, and they did damage to the value of €1,200 to a collection of mine. But their bill came to €750. What do I do?
Yeah, and that's very difficult. You know, again, I totally understand all of these caller situations. But, you know, I think, again, if a few builders were to ring in, they would give similar type of situations. I've turned up to do a job, and I turn up and every piece of furniture is still in the house. There's, you know, art on the wall that's worth a fortune. And I go, I'm sorry, you're going to have to remove that before I do the work. And they go, oh, no, well, you're not going to do that. And I say, like, I'd say, well, I will. But if I take that piece of art and I damage it in the way, is that my fault? And I certainly haven't priced for that. Yeah. So if you want me to do that, no problem, I can price for it. But that's going to cost probably more money, you know.
Here's another one. My family member is a builder, whole life in the business, honest person with a high standard of work, and very successful through word of mouth all his life. But there's a small group of customers who will take advantage, currently unpaid tens of thousands of euro, and will cost over 100,000 to chase in court with the risk of not winning the case. If people decide not to pay, there's almost no recourse. Some customers know this and just don't care. There are families behind builders who rely on their income. They are people just trying to make a living, and it's shocking that there's no way to be paid what they are owed when this happens.
I totally agree, and I think that person has actually summed it up very well there. I'm owed tens of thousands of euros by institutions, by homeowners, and I am trying my best to get that paid, but it's not easy. And again, it does cost you a lot of money to get that paid, and it shouldn't be the case. There should be some way of mediation or somebody being able to step in and preventing that from happening. Again, this is not just about the poor builder and all, you know, poor me type of a situation. That person's dead right. There's families behind tradespeople, and there's lots of really good, honest people out there doing good work, and they shouldn't have to beg for the last amount of money, and they shouldn't cost them money to get that done. And then people give out saying, oh, well, there's no tradespeople out there. Well, why would you be incentivized to be a tradesperson to go to someone's house when you get a feeling that they're not going to pay you the last amount of money anyway, or sometimes not even any money? And some people can really dig their heels in, and because of the stereotype that's out there, people go, oh yeah, but your man probably wrecked the house, or probably didn't turn up on time, or probably did something wrong anyway. You know what I mean? Or your woman, like, you know, it's tradespeople and it's contractors. But look, again, I always believe in a good balance in life. It should be transparent, and a good contract administrator is very important. And this is where architects need to step up. Any architect listening to this, you need to be fair to both sides of the coin.
But you come across architects who are not prepared. They'll do the design work and they don't want to supervise.
And sometimes they're not good at that kind of that. They don't like conflict and they don't want to get involved in that type of stuff. But also, Pat, if you think about it, if you're an architect and you're administrating a contract, is the builder going to give you more work, or is the client going to recommend you for more work? So they're in a compromised position from the start. Something has to change. And look, if you're listening and if you owe someone a few quid, pay them the few quid if they've done the right job.
Peter Finn, aka Pete the Builder, from Home Rescue, new series of which starts September the 4th on RTE2.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.